Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Getting laid, guy.
Not a question.
Yeah, it was a statement.
That was not a question, Ron.
Maybe there's a follow-up one, but...
Not a question. All right. Here's a text that says that your microphone sounds like there is audio compression being applied and there is some crackle every once in a while, especially on a higher pitch. That's probably an engineer or a Radio Shack employee who is listening to the program right now and sharing that information. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to have to get to the news stuff after we do the sports.
Okay.
Okay? So, news coming up. It is 7 o'clock on the dot, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston. This next hour, Stowe 5-0, in about a half an hour at 7:30, and at 7:50, we're going to go inside the warped female brain, and somewhere around there, I am going to give away a pair of Bruins playoff tickets, and we're going to play LB on LB. By the way, during the 9 o'clock hour, maybe the pinnacle of my broadcast career when it comes to guests, because we are having a Breaking Bad guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Gus is going to join us at 9:40.
Gus Fring.
Okay, so the actor who played Gus wants to talk about a new movie, but I'm only going to talk about Breaking Bad during the entire interview. So that is going to happen at 9:40 on today's show. Here's a text asking whether Bruce Springsteen is still alive after I sang his song yesterday in a pinch. You know, I thought that was great yesterday. If you weren't listening when Candlebox was in here, I asked Candlebox to perform a Bruce song, and so they worked on I'm on Fire, and then they got about halfway through it, and Kevin Martin was unable to complete it.
Right.
We probably have
kinda
that
messed up.
You probably have that audio somewhere. Do you have that audio?
Yeah, we got that somewhere. Yeah, we can get that.
Okay, it's not available right this second.
No, the rock and rollers sold out,
so,
and they were up early.
But I will say this, it was great the way... The show must go on.
Yes.
And I love the way Candlebox just basically said, screw it, we're not going to do the song because we screwed up. It's a tough song to sing, that particular verse.
Yeah.
You know, it was the, sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul.
We got that part.
Oh, you have that part?
Yeah,
oh, just me singing part?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
You
want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul.
Oh, God.
I'm on fire. How was that, right? So, but nice job by Candlebox. And Far Behind is an extraordinary song. And I had no idea that it was about Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone.
Yeah.
That was really interesting to learn that yesterday.
And after doing it for 30-whatever years or 25 years, Kevin Martin's voice is still really good.
Yeah. Great voice. All right. Let's get to this.
And now, LB.
That guy in little gold.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by, Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, now offering platelet-rich plasma with A-cell injection therapy. If you want to get your hair back, all you got to do is call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Here comes Marshawn. Pastrnak cutting for the net. Marshawn in front. Score!
Yeah, you got to love it. My black and gold got her done. The series is all even 2-2 with the 6-4 win up in Toronto. pasta stash twice last night. Game five tomorrow night at the Garden.
I love it.
I am attending.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to make the walk.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If I fall down, just please help me up and put me back in my seat.
I will say it's nice that this series is even to two, and I think the Bruins have a great chance of advancing. So they're back. They seem like they're back on track a little bit, which is great.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this, but I was reading that when it comes to the Lightning getting swept or the Penguins, that it really affects the NHL players because there's a share involved when it comes to revenue during the playoffs.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
So when these series end in four games, it hurts all of the NHL players because of salary. You know, you want the revenue to continue and to go, you know, six, seven games if possible.
Well, you want to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Of course. Yeah. You know, of course.
Your payday is about 60 grand, so
yeah.
Happy days. Kyrie was money, hit for 37. Celtics are up 2-0 after the 99-91 win last night over Indy. A game three in Indy tomorrow night.
A huge win for the Celtics, and this team looks really, really good. And you know what? All year long, there have been questions about what was going to happen with regard to the chemistry of the Celtics and to Kyrie Irving. And I don't know. You know, I feel like there are some who don't like him. I was talking about him at the start of the show, and somebody was sending over a text message that he was, you know, he's a douche. And honestly, the guy... He was lights out last night. He couldn't miss a shot when they needed him last night.
The guy's been laser show all year.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was press driven, the whole want out of here.
Gone.
I don't like it here.
Well,
I hate my teammates.
He made a few comments, and I don't know that he necessarily I don't know that he necessarily wants to stay here forever, but certainly it was huge, his performance last night. And I saw Bubs Edelman last night at the game. He, of course, involved in the incident in which the trophy was dented.
Yes.
Which we will discuss at some point this morning.
Jeez.
Real issue for Rob Gronkowski. I hope he replaces that thing, writes a check or whatever, but we'll get to that at some point. What else, LB?
Congrats to Bergie Bergeron. He's up for another Selke trophy as the best defensive forward in the NHL. He's won it. I think he's won it like three or four times already. He's going to the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter. The Blues' Ryan O'Reilly and the Knights' Mark Stone are also in the mix. We'll figure it out when it happens. The Red Sox lost to the Yankees on the Brett Gardner Grand Slam. More bad news. Petey Pedroia out again. The knee is junk. And, you know, the kids had a great career. You know, I want him to be able to play with his kids in the backyard. Just, you know, you're a multimillionaire. Walk away. Become a manager or something, or bench coach.
Well, you might have the opportunity to become a manager of this team in another month.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, what a disaster this Red Sox season.
When he hit
is.
That grand slam, I just shut it off.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Did you shut it off?
I'm done.
Well, that'll do it. That's another grand slam for the Yankees, and the Sox are down by 37 runs in the second inning.
They just lose in such a tough manner. They were up 3-0.
They were. Boom. I was like, oh, they're doing it tonight.
Boom, it's over. Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks beat Detroit. Houston beat Utah. Any other NHL playoff tilts? Dallas wins over Nashville. And Colorado took out the Flames in OT 3-2. The Patriots are on to another Super Bowl. Their first eight games are against non-playoff teams from last year, Hilltalk. The opener is Pat Steelers. Good luck, Derek, the Steelers fan. You're getting spanked.
Wait a minute. Did you say Derek, the Steelers fan? Hello?
Good morning, everybody.
Well,
hey, Dean, on cue.
What's up?
What a disaster that's going to be. But we've been that patsy before. Okay, we've been, you know, raise the banner, bring in a team to get gristled, and it'll be no different. I get it. But The best part of that game, Hildo, you know what the best part of that game is going to be?
What?
You know what it is. There'll be no Crafty in his little high chair that they specially fashion so that the camera can get to him, because he will be serving a suspension. That'll be the best part of it. That camera-seeking, you know, sicker, star-sniffing piece of work that he is will have to watch from home.
What if he is
like
found? What if he is found not guilty,
guy?
Then
okay. Remember how you were just wondering why Lori Loughlin wouldn't just take the plea deal?
Yes,
I give you Exhibit A, the pimp. That's why those people are arrogant and they think they can beat anything. And he should have just taken the deal, but unfortunately he didn't. So you know what's going to be? I hope they drop that video. Maybe even just before a big show for you, so we can highlight the highlights of that video when they drop it.
Well, I got to tell you, there is news today that the attorneys for RKK have been able to squash the release of the video.
No. Don't spin the story. Okay? They've been going back and forth, and the prosecutors were actually going to say, okay, we won't release it as part of your case. They were going to release it as part of the case against the two women who were running the pimp place. And now his lawyers are scrambling so that it doesn't get released.
Why would anyone...
They didn't squash anything. Derek, they got to stay.
Why would anyone want to see it? I mean, who wants to look at it?
I don't know that anybody really wants to see it.
Uh-huh.
But I think the country, as you know... They like a comeback story, but we first need to see the crash and burn.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't seen the full crash and burn yet.
Uh-huh.
So that, and money, you know that.
Yeah.
It's going to drive money for media companies all over the place. That's why, CBS, his little CBS scene people, they want that video released.
What if they are able to find a lookalike? Like, you know how Saddam Hussein used to have the lookalikes?
Yeah.
What if they were able to put this on a lookalike and say that, pay the lookalike,
what does he get paid?
A couple hundred
grand. Oh, you don't remember the illegal traffic stop that those bully police did? And then they took his ID and, lo and behold, it was not an evil double. It was actually the man himself. Remember that?
I mean, I agree with this texter. Nobody wants to see an elderly man getting a hand soaker. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not.
I don't know.
I don't think any.
He should have got it done in the privacy of his own little, penthouse down there in Palm Springs, rather than driving 35 minutes north to some, swiney slum hole of a place in a strip mall.
I'll tell you what, you're a bitter guy, and I've had enough. Thank you.
You sound like that other chick, passive aggressively texting her friends. I've had enough.
Of course the NFL can suspend someone for anything that they want to,
mm-hmm.
Whether he's found guilty or not. So Derek may be right that Mr. Kraft will be suspended for that opening night against the Steelers or some form thereof. All right, more on that coming up, and we're going to get to the news and Stowe 5-0 next.
After you're done asking Alexa to do all that weird shit,
I'm sorry, I can't help you with that.
Well, what if I gave you $20?
No.
Okay, play 107.3 WAAF.
In the Game is now open. In the Game in Peabody features a chef-inspired menu with everything from wings to signature burgers to salads and stone-fired pizzas. Also get a mouthwatering steak up there and craft beer and specialty cocktails. Stop by after work and get a drink with friends or get dinner with the family or enjoy a fun night out. You can experience some incredible attractions, including a huge arcade. There's a ropes course, virtual reality. There's a rock wall. There's two-level laser tag. And more. It's perfect for birthdays and business events with a beautiful meeting space and party rooms. Visit inthegamepeabody.com to get more information. It's time for you to get in the game. Find out more when you go to inthegamepeabody.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt is on the phone this morning. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Just a little Derek Steele's fan correction.
Yes, Derek.
He said that everybody wants to see the comeback story after the crash and burn, but wouldn't the first part be the comeback story?
Derek, the Steelers fan, had called before the break about the Robert Kraft video, and I believe Stanley's poll is also up this morning, and Stiz Grimey, our assistant producer and vice president of social media on this show, has entered the studio. The studio. Your poll up?
My poll is up and at attention, Hilldog.
Okay. What is the question this morning?
Simply want to know, would you want to see the Robert Kraft video?
And apparently you said you did.
What's I'm not going to lie. You? I do.
Why?
I would.
Why?
I mean, like, I'm not dying to see it, but the second it comes out, I'm going to watch.
Why?
We're all going to watch. Like,
no.
Let's not kid ourselves.
No.
We are all going to watch.
No.
Yeah. For the same reason why we all watched that Faces of Death video
I love
when we were in high school.
You mean it's like a morbid fascination
Absolutely.
Thing?
Or the Vern Troyer sex tape, or Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge. I watch it all.
Right.
I'm sorry. Zero interest.
No. You may not want to see it, but your curiosity, especially as an uber Patriots fan, you're going to want to be a completist.
Excuse
me?
What's
an uber driver. Greg, you know what the results are right now?
Yeah, tell me. Most people are saying no, I bet.
100% yes.
What? You're kidding me.
100% yes.
Wow. That's so interesting. I don't know. I don't have any interest in it. And I don't know that a lot of people do. I can't believe somebody like Derek or others have wasted any time over the last month talking about or thinking about this. It's goofy to
me. I'm out.
It's goofy.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you. And not there for the ending. I've been there since the beginning.
That would have been awesome if you were there with him.
Who's that other guy in the video? He's holding his pants.
Who's the guy in the wearing just a black windbreaker? Who's the guy? Who is that guy? Let's see. Here's somebody who says, if you don't think everybody wants to watch that video, you're lying to yourselves. Well, yes. I think
some people want to for morbid curiosity. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But I get why some people would, I guess.
Yeah. So the story this morning is that lawyers have been able to squelch it for the time being.
Temporarily.
Okay.
So the judge has said that he doesn't want any videos released until he's had a chance to rule. So he's put a hold on the videos being released until the April 24th hearing. So we get a little less than a week before we have to make another decision.
They saw the judge leaving the courthouse with a black bag.
I mean, be honest. You're scrolling through Twitter tomorrow and you see the tweet, you know, Robert Kraft video released. You're not going to click it?
No.
Really?
No. No. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I just looked this up on Twitter, and the results are overwhelmingly no.
Yeah, it did just switch.
Oh, right it did now switch.
Yeah,
okay.
It did switch.
So what's it at now?
Right now we're at 81% no.
Okay.
19%
well, that's
yes.
That's the diehards. The diehards. So at 81% no right
now?
All right. Well, you can vote on our Twitter feed at WAAF when it comes to Stanley's poll, or on Instagram at WAAF Boston.
That's right.
And Facebook, too?
Yeah, we'll throw it up on Facebook.
All right,
yes.
And Stiz will throw it up. Now, what were you telling me this morning that you ran into a 52-year-old rapper outside of a liquor store yesterday?
Yes.
And you got audio?
Yeah, so Carrie sent me to the liquor store yesterday to grab some stuff. She was celebrating.
Wait, can we explain that a little further? Because I feel like people get the wrong idea.
No, no, no. Just I think she was just celebrating running the marathon, and she had another big day yesterday, just concerning some work stuff.
Yeah.
She had a good day.
So what did she do? Sent you to the liquor store?
Sent me to the liquor store. I go
Which
to the
one
liquor
did you go to?
Store.
Marty's?
No, I went to one in Cleveland Circle.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now, keep in mind, this is at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was closed.
Why the F would you drive all the way over to Cleveland Circle to go to a liquor store?
Because she told me that Marty's didn't have this particular Prosecco that she was looking for.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. So the liquor store is closed. It's 10 in the morning. But there is a guy, a homeless man, outside.
How do you know he's homeless? Why are you stereotyping him?
I think he did end up telling me think he was homeless.
Yeah.
He just started talking to me, and I just whipped out my recorder and just started asking him general questions about the news.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we'll play that audio back this morning.
I think it's pretty funny.
Maybe 8:30 by the time we give the Bruins tickets away and all the rest of that stuff. What's his name?
I just want to, so let me just tell you his name. His name is Supreme Murda.
Ooh, I love it.
Ooh, Supreme Murda.
Oh, I love it.
Murda. When you whipped out your recorder, did you play Hot Cross Buns?
Oh, good recorder reference.
My rapper name is Supreme Sauce.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't know if you know that or not. That. But Supreme. All right, so we're going to hear some commentary from Supreme Murda.
Although the initials SS might not be the best choice.
Supreme Murda, and that is happening at... 8:30? We'll do that at 8:30. All right.
Greg spells Supreme Sauce, S-A-U-S.
Here's a text that says, obviously, when my boss sends me to get coffee, I drive to the furthest Dunkin' Donuts away. Duh, Greg. That's true. I guess you take as long as you can when you're going to get Prosecco or coffee. All right. Stiz Grimy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, June.
Speaking of Stiz, who is the most famous person from Chelsea by the ocean, there was an accident this morning involving an MBTA bus, and it was a fatality.
Was, yeah.
And so there is a ramp that is closed down over there.
The Everett Ave on-ramp to the Tobin Bridge in Chelsea is currently shut down at the moment while they continue their investigation. Police would appreciate if you could stay away from that area. I know a lot of people will cut through Chelsea to get there, especially if you live at various places on the North Shore. So just know that is not an option for you right now.
Okay. There is an assault with a deadly iguana in the news today.
Is that code?
And there's an individual in Ohio who became unruly at a restaurant, obviously upset about the service or the presentation of the food or what have you, at the Perkins restaurant in Painesville, Ohio.
That's that's a good chain.
Perkins?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they have any around here.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Great place for pancakes.
Oh, is it only?
It's kind of like an IHOP.
So I was going to say, is it only a breakfast place?
No, they do the whole, they're open all the time.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a good breakfast place.
So this guy became upset. He's a 49-year-old man. And he, as he became upset, he pulled an iguana from under his shirt.
Yes.
And swung it around by the tail.
Yeah, nice guy.
And then threw it at the manager of the place.
Wow. What?
So, I think we have some audio from the 911 call, which we can share. All right, let's do it.
He's left the building, but he's got jeans on and a blue hoodie, and he has a live iguana that he is carrying.
He has an iguana on him?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got the iguana at the moment, just flopped over his shoulder.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Automatic answer in every single 911 call from the 911 operator is, okay.
Okay.
I mean, that's all they say. He's a man, and he's got an iguana on him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll see that on live PD on Friday night.
So.
Most likely.
I hope somebody got video of that.
Obscure Perkins restaurant reference. That is where Tiger Woods likes to go, according to a texter.
Oh, he's done waitresses from there, too?
He probably has.
They do have great service.
Really good. Now, is it a southern thing? Well, no, this is Ohio. So
no, I go to in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you do?
There might be one in Connecticut.
The closest one to us is in, there are two in New York that are fairly close to the Connecticut border.
Okay.
So just south of Poughkeepsie.
All right. Well, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. Sometime between 7:50 and 8:20, I'm going to give away a pair of Bruins tickets for the playoffs tomorrow night at the Garden.
Yeah.
Series tied at 2 and getting exciting. Yeah. And it almost, I don't want to jinx anything, but it appears that the road to the Stanley Cup Finals have been cleared somewhat for the Boston Bruins if they can get through this series. My goodness. Did you ever think that Tampa Bay wouldn't still be in it?
No. What about Lindy? Pittsburgh. See you later.
And Pittsburgh.
Sid the Kid, history golfing today.
Jeez. Imagine if there's another trophy for Gronk to dent here in here in our city. Now, what's the deal with this Gronk thing? I mean, is he going to get it fixed? Or in case you don't know, Gronk and Bubs messing around with the Lombardi Trophy at Fenway and some damage done to it.
Yes.
And so the Patriots have actually put out a video in which they poke fun at this. Is that that correct?
Yeah, you gotta laugh.
And we have something from that. What do we have?
Yeah, we have Daron Harmon.
We have Daron Harmon talking about
explaining
it?
Explaining what happened.
Okay, all right.
He's not going to swing the bat. He's not going to do it. And literally, at the last second, when 11 throws the ball, we see 87 go from a batting position to a bunt. If anybody could do it and get away with it, it'd be Mr. Gronkowski himself.
So 11, Bubs 11, right. Edelman throws the ball.
Yeah.
Gronk uses the Lombardi to bunt, and the Lombardi is damaged.
They were all thinking he was just kidding because he was standing up there with it. They didn't think he was actually going to use the trophy to make contact.
And then they were like, "Oh, it's Gronk."
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's just a legend.
What, Gronk?
Oh my God! Yeah,
he's the best.
That's just genius.
He really is.
Do you want to hear what it sounds like when the Lombardi Trophy gets damaged?
Oh, yeah. You have that audio?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Right. Yes.
Oh boy!
Do you get fined for that?
Not if you're retired.
Right. Can't do anything to him.
He doesn't care.
They cannot do anything to him.
I think the classic line there from Harmon was, if anybody can get away with it, Mr. Gronkowski
Yeah,
can.
It would be Gronk who can.
And that's going to be the one that everyone wants to take the picture with.
Well, yeah.
That's the damage from Gronk. Yeah.
Well, don't forget there's a damaged World Series trophy floating around somewhere because of the duck boat tour.
Right, and the beer can?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They bent the flags.
Yeah. So
wow,
there's a couple. We have so many trophies in the city that many of them are damaged, and we don't give an F. I mean,
we're taking it for granted.
That's about
we're not getting another one.
That's we
next year's trophy would be perfect, mint.
All right, it's 7:35. I think we have time for a little bit of news before we get to Sto5O. The news this hour is brought to you by
Mercedes-Benz. Exceptional offers are in full bloom at your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Get a fresh new start and spring into action with limited-time offers on select Mercedes-Benz vehicles during their Mercedes-Benz spring event. Visit mbusa.com for more details. North Korea reportedly tested a new type of tactical guided weapon yesterday. Kim Jong-un said that it was monumental, but the U.S. defense officials have said that Strategic Command did not detect a missile launch from North Korea. No. So it couldn't have been that monumental.
It's kind of like when when Lucid Lindy is making love to a woman, oh. and nobody can detect the action. I mean,
was there a launch?
Was there a failure to launch?
Well, why are you so obsessed with my piece, Hildog?
I wish I could be you, Hildog. Sex four times a day, 7 days a week.
That is the name of LB's forthcoming autobiography, Failure to Launch. All right, so we don't buy in to this or what?
We're keeping an eye on things. This is the first weapons test from North Korea since Kim Jong-un met with Trump in Singapore last year.
Okay.
President Emmanuel Macron believes they can rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral in 5 years and have it open for the Olympics. Donations from around the world crossed the $1 billion mark. Less than 2 days after fire devastated the 850-year-old Gothic treasure, they say that the cathedral was about 15 to 30 minutes away from complete ruin.
Wow. Jeez. And $1 billion has been donated. I noticed that when it is rebuilt, a lot of the credit may go to Assassin's Creed.
This is a fascinating piece of information.
Yeah.
So when they were doing Assassin's Creed Unity, they spent something like 14 months to build a very intricate 3D blueprint of the cathedral inside and out.
Huh.
So they basically have any vision, any view, any angle, any speculation, specification of the cathedral, they've got it within the game.
Huh.
So they're thinking that's going to be pretty instrumental in getting the cathedral rebuilt.
That's pretty cool.
And for the next week, if you're our PC user, you can actually download Assassin's Creed Unity for free. The game makers are allowing you to do that, so you can check out the cathedral and tour it.
Is this, you know, IRL?
Yes, it's IRL.
Oh, okay. Just need to make sure.
IRL.
That's amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Anything else before we get to Stow 5-0?
Yeah. There's a new cure for allergies, and it could be the sex.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
According to scientists in Iran, which this strikes me as a little odd, they're doing the study, they believe that a great way to make your hay fever and allergy symptoms milder is having sex. And the reason is because that sex makes the blood vessels in your nose and eyes constrict, which helps to reduce congestion.
Does one need have a partner?
They did not specify.
Okay. I mean,
maybe able to get the job done on your own.
Okay. All right.
Solo partner.
Oh, that's interesting. All right.
Oh.
The more
If you want to make the allergies go away, then have the sex.
It'd save me money on Flonase.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. It is 7:39. Bad boys, what you want? What you want? What you gonna do when Sheriff John Brown come for you?
Following the man and woman of law enforcement,
a caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stow Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stow 5-0.
All right, quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were walked in or called in to my lifelong hometown police force, the Stow PD, courtesy of the Stow and Bolton Independent newspaper. On Monday, April 8th, at 2:46 p.m., a caller from Crescent Street reported that a woodchuck was acting strange in her backyard.
Aww.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Well, probably chucking wood.
Yeah.
I mean, how much wood?
I would
suggest that if the woodchuck were acting strange, he or she would not be chucking wood. Chucking wood would be their normal behavior.
It would.
On Tuesday, April 9th, at 2:34 p.m., a caller near Small Farm reported that an elderly man was pushing a wheelchair along the road. The police responded. The man was located, and all was okay. Maybe he suddenly he met a pranic healer and he was suddenly able to walk.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's amazing.
At 5:07 p.m., a caller from Orchard Drive reported that her neighbor screamed at her. The neighbor yelled that she did not like the caller's children or pets who were outside at the time.
I love community verbal violence.
It builds up.
Uh-huh. It's just, it becomes too much.
Right. You just got to say it out loud.
Well, Can't take it anymore.
Well, if you're a lawn freak and you got the neighbor's kids running all over your lawn.
Yeah, it could be an issue. On Wednesday, April 10th at 10:44 a.m., a walk-in requested to speak with an officer regarding the rules or regulations on inheriting two rifles.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's pretty legit.
Yeah, that's legit.
That's legit.
Yeah, the police would be able to instruct you on that, so that's fine.
On Friday, April 12th at 11:33 a.m., a caller from Old Bolton Road reported that a neighbor had a couple of unregistered and abandoned cars in the yard.
Oh, LB's favorite.
And it was a violation of the bylaws.
Do you have any idea what that's doing to my property value?
You know, I think it's ridiculous that you can't have... There's a bylaw in Stowe against an abandoned car on your property. Like, your property, why can't you have an old car on there if you, or five of them?
It's an eyesore.
I know it's an eyesore, but it's your property.
Yeah, you bought
it's
it. Your you're home. Paying taxes
it's
on terrible. It. You're making the payments.
It's your castle. It's your it's your place.
Or your parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't own anything.
On Sunday, April 14th at 2:09 p.m., a walk-in reported that while he was walking his dog on a leash, a woman in a white Jeep sped toward him and his dog.
What?
Did he wave?
And at 6:11 p.m., a caller requested information regarding the Stowe Minuteman March, which was due to take place on Monday.
Oh. Can't go to the website for that, or you don't have internet?
They march over to Concord and Lexington to participate in the reenactment, and they leave at 5 a.m. and wake everybody up in the town. So,
how long have they been doing that?
Well, probably, I would guess, like 50, 60 years. Maybe,
really?
Something like that. I would say, I mean, you could go back a couple hundred years to when they originally did it. Yeah.
All right. They weren't complaining, were they? I mean, this is the birth of this nation.
You're right.
Have a little respect.
I know. All right. That's a quick look at the dangerous community that I have lived most of my life in, Stowe, Massachusetts, and Stowe 5-0. We're going to give away Bruins playoff tickets for tomorrow night, coming up sometime in the next half an hour or so, and we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. Today's weather brought to you by Solar Wolf Energy, and it is going to be cloudy for most of the day today. Temperature going to get to 54, and it is 43 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Spring is the best time to go solar. Call Solar Wolf Energy for a free consultation now, and your solar will be installed just in time to power your AC. So you can save on your electric bill this summer. Solar equals savings. Join the Wolf Pack and learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. At 8:30, I believe we're going to hear the commentary on the news that Stiz Grimey got from a 52-year-old rapper that he ran into yesterday. So that'll happen at about 8:30. And then at 9:40, Gus from Breaking Bad will join us, and we'll talk chicken and other things with Gus, the actor who plays Gus.
Right, Giancarlo Esposito.
Yes, Giancarlo Esposito. Yes. So that is happening at 9:40 this morning. Right now, though, it's time for this.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
Occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right, time now to go inside the warped female brain. If you're a man and you find yourself confused by the way the convoluted, somewhat crazy brain of any woman in your life works, you can either text a question on the text line, which is 97107, or you can call 617-764-9797.
9223 with your question. And Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. And this is a 774 text. Been married for almost 15 years. Have never cheated on my wife. Have recently become friendly with a woman at work. And yesterday, my wife showed up out of the blue at work to confront us both about it. Why would she do this?
Are you sure nothing's going on? Like, you just try to tell us that nothing's going on? Because you're probably talking about this woman. Maybe you're texting. And in your simple little male brain, you think it's innocuous and not a big deal. Because it's like, oh, it's innocent. She's just my work friend. But your wife is like, so who's Sheila?
You're kidding.
You're talking about Sheila an awful... Well, come on. I mean, if you came home and your wife was talking about Brad from logistics
Can't the guy be trusted?
No. Nobody can be trusted. Trust no one. Okay. Male, female, eunuch, nobody.
Let's see. This is a eunuch. Ooh. There's a eunuch on Game of Thrones. Ooh. By the way, I read last night that if you would like to get lucky on a dating app... Mention Game of Thrones and specifically mention the Red Wedding.
Really?
And science has determined that those who reference Game of Thrones and especially the Red Wedding are more likely to get lucky on dating apps.
Isn't that where like a ton of people got murdered?
Yes.
It's very romantic. That's a big turn on.
Well, you know what people's priorities are now.
That's a big turn on. Great.
And by the way, same survey says that if you mention Star Trek on a dating app, you get no ass whatsoever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Shu?
Star Trek has its own dating app. They're called conventions.
Right?
Let's see. Here's a female, Danielle, who needs help with her own head. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
I found a guy while online dating, and he is very nice.
Okay.
Come to find out that he has a wife and two children. They are in an open relationship, and his wife already has a girlfriend. What am I getting myself into?
I feel like you might be dating my friend's ex.
What?
I may have to talk to somebody about this. This unfortunately sounds like a very familiar scenario. I may have to text someone in a few minutes.
We need to hear more.
Okay, so he has a wife and two kids. They're in an open relationship. What are you getting yourself into? So, okay, this is actually something that's happening online that's a lot more frequent than people realize these days. There are a lot more individuals who are in open relationships that are married. And, you know, it's the old people get married, they have kids, everything's great. And then years later, they realize they're drifting apart, but they want to stay together for the kids. And they, you know, they enjoy the marriage part of being married, and, you know, all their financial assets are intermingled and whatnot, but they're just, they want something else. So I just know going in that it's probably going to get icky at some point. The most successful situations like these are ones where everyone sits down and you establish boundaries together. So it's not just that the husband has a side piece and the wife has a side piece. A lot of times, what I've seen with one particular friend, that, and this is not I'm speaking for my friend thing. It's actually a friend of mine who was very recently involved in something like this, is that she had met the wife. They had a relationship together. Everything was cool. Like, everybody was on the up and up about who was hanging out with whom when. So just establish boundaries, but know that at some point it might get a little bit weird.
978 text, I'm going on vacation today. My fiance and I got into an argument last night over bathing suits. I picked one, but she got angry at me because she wanted me to pick a second one. She wanted, reason being, if one bathing suit was still wet and I wanted to go back to the pool, I could put dry ones on. Doesn't make sense. So apparently she wanted him to get two bathing suits, and he only wanted to bring one bathing suit.
Wet cold swim trunks back on? That's a pain in the ass.
No, it's not.
Why are you fighting with her over one pair of swim trunks? Just throw them in the suitcase.
I was just going to say, I think you might want to break. She's your fiance, and you're arguing about swim trunks.
Oh, fiance.
It's going to get ugly.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be...
See, the way
can you
it was,
imagine?
The way it was read, it sounded like it was his mother. Oh, my God.
Let's see. This is Kevin as we go inside the warped female brain. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
How are you? Okay. What's up?
Well, I wish I could be a lot better than what I am, but the thing is, I've been married 21 years. Oh, I've been with this woman 21 years. Been married for 15.
Yep.
We have two kids.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.